Developed by a team of medical doctors and professionally narrated for easy listening, this guide is a great way to learn about everything today's doctors know about diabetes. The information presented is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized sections. There is a summary after each section to review the most important points. In this guide, we will cover the following: background information and statistics on diabetes, the basic statistics regarding diabetes, normal anatomy and physiology, pathology and pathophysiology of diabetes, symptoms of diabetes, complications and their management, diagnosis of diabetes, treatment options, living with diabetes, current research on diabetes, and the future. Also included is a follow-along PDF manual containing the entire text of this audio course, as well as any figures, charts, and images we'll be reviewing. This audio guide is a great way to learn all you can about what today's doctors know about diabetes. Now, let's get started. Diabetes mellitus, or diabetes, is not just a disease some other person has in America or in the world for that matter. It is a true epidemic with an incidence in our population that is increasing every day. According to the Diabetes Research Institute, more than 9% of us in the United States have diabetes, but only 7% actually know they have it. It affects adults and children alike and is a major cause of death and disability in the Western world. Diabetes is not just a single disease, but in fact represents several different conditions that all lead to the same health issues. It is considered a metabolic disease because it affects the metabolism of every cell in your body. Regardless of its underlying cause, all people with diabetes have the end result of having high blood sugar, which means that there are high levels of glucose, the major simple sugar in human cells and tissues all throughout the body. Basically, diabetes is a problem where, for several reasons, the insulin in the body, which is the hormone your pancreas produces in response to eating a meal containing sugar, fails to put this sugar into your cells where it is supposed to be used to provide essential nutrition to the cells. This is a big problem because, regardless of the content of the meal, every nutrient you eat ultimately must be chemically transformed into sugar for the cell to work properly. If there isn't enough of this insulin hormone, or if it doesn't work properly, sugar or glucose will not enter the cells, and the cells essentially starve, even though there is plenty of glucose available outside the cells. In fact, there is altogether too much glucose everywhere else in your body, which is a source of other problems a diabetic has. Your blood vessels and nerves do not like so much glucose around, so they become damaged, and sometimes permanently or irreversibly. As you will see in this audiobook, diabetes is usually not a problem of a lack of insulin in the body, nor does it mean the diabetic must take insulin shots for the rest of their lives. Yes, a few people with diabetes have this issue, but most do not. Instead, if you could measure the actual insulin levels in the bloodstream of most diabetics, which is rarely actually done, you would find the insulin level to be too high. How could this actually lead to the same problem of high blood sugar as is the case with diabetics who have no insulin at all? As it turns out, diabetes is much more complicated than just a lack of insulin. Some diabetics really do not have enough of this hormone, while many others have an altogether different problem that leads to the same result. They instead have what's called insulin resistance, which means that it really doesn't matter how much insulin there is, the cells of the body do not respond properly to it. So the blood sugar rises outside the cells, and the cells themselves still starve from a lack of available sugar inside the cell. In this audiobook, we will also talk about the different kinds of diabetes and why they occur. You should know now, however, that most diabetics are not just suffering from a random disease they inherited or were unlucky enough to catch. Diabetes is essentially a lifestyle disease that only partly has to do with genetics or bad luck. With a lifestyle disease like diabetes, the problem is mostly because of things we do or don't do in our lives that contribute to getting the disease.